Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In heaven, it's all going to be about Him. On earth, it ought to be all about Him. A lot of times us pastors, and I'm including myself and pastor, we get puffed up. Boy, aren't we something? You know, we've done this, we've done that. No. It's God that does it. Well, we see that in verse number 7 at this wedding, that all the focus will be upon Him and not the bride. All the focus will be upon Him and not the bride. And I want you to notice this. And then I'm going to share an analogy with you where it says that the marriage of the Lamb is come and His wife hath made herself ready. The phrase hath made herself ready literally means that the bride had made the necessary preparations. Literally, she got to get everything ready for this wedding that's about to take place. It's important to understand where I'm going with this. That the scripture is so clear that His wife hath made herself ready. Literally, it's an act that had been occurred in past time. She prepared herself for this wedding. It's very important to understand when we look at this bridal identity, who's involved in the marriage. Well, we see that the scripture is so clear that His wife hath made herself ready. She did something. Let me say this before I go any farther. Salvation is a gift. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What do you do to receive salvation? Place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You know, that's it. He's already done it all for us. Salvation is a gift. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I'm sure we're all on the same page with that. Salvation is a gift. We can't earn it. However, this bridal relationship is earned. It's a reward. You have to do something in order to receive a reward. Different. Your father's a gift, and then there's a reward. Okay? All right. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give you this analogy, understanding. Salvation is a gift. Bridal identity is earned. Not everybody who is saved is going to be in the bride of Christ. I know most people would just disagree with me, but if you stay with me this week and next week, I will show you in Scripture where it shows that not everybody who is saved will be in the bride of Christ. Okay, even though that's not taught. I'd say most folk will tell you if you're saved, you're in the bride of Christ. Well, we'll look at it over the next 2 weeks with Scripture. And this is one of them, that His wife hath made herself ready. She had to do something. Before I go any farther, let me share with you a Jewish wedding analogy. I've shared this a while back, and we have some new folk. But it's interesting. In the days of Christ, that when a young man and he meets a young woman and they wish to be married, the young man would leave his house and go to the house of the father, who the bride is living in that house, the house of her father. And literally, they would have a betrothal period, a marriage covenant. And what would take place, the groom would travel from his father's house to the home of the prospective bride, where he would negotiate the price with the father of the young woman to determine what he needs to pay for her in order to have her as his bride. We call it, the Hebrew word is mohar. I probably pronounced it wrong, M-O-H-A-R. It's the price that he has to pay. Now, as I give this analogy, I want you to focus at the same time what Jesus did for us. Jesus left His house. He came here. And He paid a price for us. Are you following? So as I go through this analogy, I want you to think about us and Jesus, all right? Because when Jesus said this in John chapter 14, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. And he uses this word, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That word receive is that word perilambano. It's the same exact, it's a word of endearment, of black marriage. It's the same word, exact same word that you find in Matthew chapter 1, where Mary and Joseph are there in Matthew chapter 1, and the angel comes to Joseph when he finds out that Mary is with child. Remember? And Joseph's about to put away, the Bible uses that word put away, Mary, because he thinks that she was unfaithful to him. Okay? So he was mindful to put her away. And by the way, the Bible called him a just man. He was just in doing that because of the adultery that he thought was taking. Are you following this? Oh, another lesson about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. One day we'll get into that. But anyway, they called him a just man. He was going to put her away, and the angel appeared, no, don't do this, Joseph. This thing's of God. And then he says, take unto thyself Mary, your wife. That's the word, take. And by the way, they were already married. You know that. That's why they were traveling together. They were already married, and they hadn't yet consummated their marriage, and hence the virgin birth, and Mary had other children. She was not a perpetual virgin like other denominations would teach, and she was a perpetual virgin. No, she had other children. Matter of fact, we read about the brothers and sisters. She had other children besides Jesus. Anyway, we see that you'll see this analogy between Jesus and us with this thought here. After the groom would travel from his father's house to the home of the prospective bride, where he would negotiate with the father of the young woman to determine the price that he must pay for her. Let me share one other thing with you. Again, I got time to do this. When I was in Kenya as a missionary, I'll never forget this story, that we went in a place called Lodwar, which is in the desert in northern Kenya, next to way up north in the desert area. And I took with me four preacher boys and myself. We went there for a week to do some evangelism. We did literally hut to hut. Here you do house to house, but there was hut to hut visitation. And most of our visiting was in the evening and daytime, in the evening and night, because it's so hot, you know, getting up. Anyway, long story short, that Sunday morning, we baptized 36 people. You remember the story we talked about, having in a dry riverbed, had to dig out the riverbed, and because it's dry, we got water down there. Boy, I could tell you some great stories there. But we baptized 36, and we started Lodwar Landmark Baptist Church there in that part of Kenya. Anyway, we were leaving Monday morning. We were there from all week, left Monday. And as we were loading up, getting in the vehicle, one of the preacher boys, his name was Jehoshaphat, he brought a goat with him. And I said, Jehoshaphat, what are you doing with that goat? He said, he's going with us. I said, that goat ain't getting in my vehicle. Because this is about a six-hour drive in the hot dip from there to where we lived in Kakamega. And, you know, you don't wash goats. You don't put right guard on them. Talk about a stinking animal. He said, please, Pastor. He was about to lose his wife. They already had three children. But he had negotiated a price with her father years earlier about payment for the bride, because they still do this in other cultures. He said that if I don't take this goat back, I'm going to lose my wife and kids. The dad would repossess the family. And I'm thinking, well, that ain't a bad situation for some guys, you know. I thought that, but I didn't say that. But anyway, he says, please, I'm going to lose. So he loaded that goat up in the back, okay? Never forget. You know, we know when to go to the bathrooms. We take bathroom breaks. That goat, when he had to go, he just went, you know? It was a miserable trip.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, August 21st, for special guest speaker, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd will be with us August 21st at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. well from now until tomorrow. May God bless you richly, is our prayer.